Dr. Shabir, welcome to Let the Quran Speak.
My pleasure to be on.
I've been hearing these terms, Abrahamia and Abrahamic religion without the S, very commonly in the Middle East and India. And Dr. Shabir, it seems like that term arose after the UAE made ties with Israel. It normalized ties with Israel. And that sort of relationship or that sort of normalization was called the Abrahamic Accord. And as a result, the UAE is building a center which will house a church, a synagogue, and a mosque. So as a result, all this discussion is about, are these religions going to be unified in some way? Is Islam, Christianity, and Judaism going to be unified? And the Imam of Al-Azhar has issued a statement condemning that whole idea. So Dr. Shabir, I wanted to get your sense on, you know, can these religions be unified? Are they going to be unified? How would that actually work?
Yeah. So let's look more globally at the fact that we have a world full of religions. Religions are often in conflict with each other, or rather we should say that people of religions are in conflict with each other, sometimes over mosques and synagogue and church. And, you know, was this a Hindu temple at first, mm-hmm. or was it a mosque in the first place? Was it a church, or should it be a mosque, and so on?
Even
so
within religions, there's all this,
yes.
You know, infighting.
So in seeing all of this, the masses out there are just fed up with religious leaders who are so dogmatic and exclusivist, and people on the ground are thinking, wait a minute, we all believe in God, we're all good people. Why can't we just get along? And, if it means, like, let's have one global religion for all people, wouldn't that be a nice thing? The difficulty with that, however, is that, while we agree with all of these sentiments that let's all get along and so on, to have a global religion today that will be as inspiring to people as the world's religions are, to their individual followers, would be very hard to come by in practice. Because you see, if we think about the religion of Islam as an example, this goes back to the preaching of our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And Muslims today might be asked, well, why do you even follow this religion? And the Muslim will say, well, you know what? Because that's the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, didn't make it up himself. Mm-hmm. He got it as a revelation from the Almighty God. If he made it up himself, yeah, why should we follow him? But the same question will come back to us today if we decide to make up a religion today, no matter how we gather the components, whether they are components from existing religions or we make up new ones. Mm-hmm. The fact that we are making it up today would deprive it of all authority, because mm-hmm. it will go back to a human authority to us, mm-hmm. rather than to a revelation from the Almighty God. Mm-hmm. So short of God, reaching into the world with a divine revelation that says, you know what, you guys should all have this new one unified world religion, it seems hard to conceive of this really taking effect and bringing people together inspired by this new faith. It mm-hmm. could be a new ideology that could be inspiring to people, but some will accept it, some will reject it. Some will say, why do we have to follow your ideology?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we know that all the Judaism, mm-hmm. Christianity, and Islam, well, according to Muslims, they have the same God, right? So it would seem that there is a sort of fit there, you know?
Yes.
If you wanted to create a religion, there's a fit.
There is a better chance, you might say, of having a unification between these three religions. But at the same time, one would notice that while there are a lot of similarities that we should continue to celebrate, at the same time, there are some crucial differences. And of course, over time, with dialogue and so on, people are understanding each other better. They're understanding the other religions more. And there is more appreciation for even the things that people might have looked at with scorn at one time. So, for example, some Christians will object to the Quran, thinking the Quran is, from their point of view, something that was just made up by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He's not a genuine prophet of God, so why should we follow him? Why should we follow his made-up book? But the United Church of Canada, which is one of the largest denominations in Canada, perhaps the largest, has actually declared in a document that could be found on their website, at least it was the last time I looked, a document entitled That You May Know Each Other. Mm-hmm. And the words of that title, in fact, actually come from the 49th surah of the Quran, the 13th verse, I believe. which says لتعرفوا, that you may know each other. So they published that document to show their appreciation for some things Islamic, and they actually declared that a Christian could believe that the Quran is the word of God, and that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is a prophet of God, but not to that extent that will cause either the Quran or the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to overshadow the teachings and person and work of Jesus Christ. Hmm. So they want to maintain at least their not just so much the supremacy, but the uniqueness of their religion and, mm-hmm. and its claim to truth, while at the same time extending an olive branch to Muslims and saying we can accept as much of your faith as possible, so long as we still hold to the idea of Jesus as being supreme. Mm. So there are other sorts of efforts like this. So we can think of two extremes here. On the one hand, there is the extreme that says we don't want to know about other religions. Our religion is the right one. We're just going to follow that, and everything else must be wrong, and everyone is going to hell but us, if there is a hell, because not all religions believe in a hell. Mm-hmm. And then the other extreme is for us to say, okay, let's have one unified religion. So that other extreme has been tried and has often been resisted. And sometimes just reaching for that extreme is counterproductive given our past experiences. In India, there has been one very well-known attempt to unify religions that gave birth to Sikhism. Mm-hmm. The founder, Guru Nanak, apparently had the idea that, Muslims and Hindus are fighting against each other, and why don't we have one religion that unifies them both? So he's famous for saying, neither Muslim nor Hindu. So he wanted to have this neutral ground. But of course, Sikhism emerged as a distinct religion within the mix, and now mm-hmm. we have not only difficulties between Muslims and Hindus, but Muslims, Hindus, and Sikhs. Mm-hmm. So not that these difficulties should remain, but
it's part of human nature.
It seems that the unification idea does not really work from that experience. In India as well, while my thoughts are on India, there was a famous king by the name of Akbar, a Muslim king, who had the idea of having a unified religion. He actually called it Deen Ilahi, religion of God, which means to say, okay, everybody believes in God. Okay, we all just need to have the one religion of God. But that was fiercely resisted by Muslim scholars in particular, and it did not really get off the ground. But if we talk about a middle ground here, and we say, okay, on the one extreme, no dialogue, on the other extreme, total unification, let's have a middle ground where we have dialogue. We can have shared spaces. In the North American situation, we already have shared spaces. Many Muslim Friday prayers, because of the large gathering, are held in churches for the lack of other suitable spaces. And our Christian neighbors are so generous in offering us these worship spaces, because they use it on a Sunday, not on a Friday. We can use it on a Friday. And even if we pay a rent for the facility, and it's used on the Friday, this still is a way in which we are sharing space and getting closer to each other, getting a better understanding of each other and our respective traditions.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts on that, Dakshibir.
You're welcome.
If you enjoyed this video, click like and subscribe. And please donate to support our work at QuranSpeaks.com.